And to sweep the floor, she'd have to use a...
She'd have to use a broom. We always used a broom.
Right.
And after...
Did you make your own brooms out of sage?
Yes, sir. We'd, up till we got to raising our own broom corn, I'd ring enough broom straw, you know, sage, broom sage, you know, to last a year to make brooms out of. But they just, that fuzz would come off of them. And we got to raising broom corn. And my husband would make my brooms out of that, you know, just like these folk brooms are made out of.
Is that broom corn? Now, I've heard of that. I don't believe it. It's not like corn.
Oh, no. It's just like new brooms is made out of.
And you raise that yourself?
Yes, sir. We raise that ourselves. And sometimes it can grow as tall as that door, you know. He'd make our brooms and they'd just sweep so good.
Yeah.
And they just last indefinitely.
That old sage stuff, you couldn't hardly sweep the floor with that. It'd get more down there than...
More down there than you could clean up.
Well, if you put the broom here and then pull the door open, you'd say the broom is what? Would you say behind?
Behind the door.
Okay, fine. When the clothes get dirty, the woman has to do the what?
She has to do the washing.
Okay, and then she had to, before they made all this permanent press stuff, she had to
iron them.
Okay.
We had to stand up and iron them. And we used to have to iron with these little old sad irons that you put in the fireplace and iron shirts, iron white shirts, and Lord, you'd smut them and have to wash them.
I was going to ask you how you kept from getting the ashes on the iron.
Well, we'd have to wipe them off every time we'd change one. Sometimes we'd have three or four in the fire getting hot. And we'd have to clean them off before we could iron.
You know, those irons?
I raised two boys, and they were so particular about their shirts. Lord, immersed in those. I had the office time with them boys, keeping their shirts like they want them.
Well, you know, those old irons nowadays are collector's items.
I know it.
What about if you want to go upstairs in a house, you have to go up the what?
Steps.
Okay. And out on the front of a house where, they don't make them on new houses anymore, but on old houses they used to have a place out front that was roofed over and you could sit out there in the evening.
Uh-huh.
What was that?
Well, I've got one over there at my house where I live in the project. It's just a little portico, I guess you'd call it. I don't know if that's the correct name.
Well, I mean, on the old houses, did they call it that, or did they...
Well, no, I don't know what they call it.
Did they just call it a porch?
A little porch, I guess, is what they call it.
Have you ever heard of a file cloth or anything like that, where people use a damp cloth instead of a broom, maybe, for wiping the floor?
No, I don't think I have. We used to have shuck mops that was made out of shucks that we had to mop the floors with.
Made out of corn shucks?
Yes, sir. We wet the shucks, and my husband made me one that's about that long. And he took two pieces of two befores, you know, and he bolted them together. And we put the shucks in between them, and then I'd have to wet them every time.
I've seen those things, and they will some more scrub the floor.
Oh, they did scrub the floor. You could have ate off the floor.
That's
they survived. Absolutely.
That's a fine, I remember seeing those now.
When I was raising my children, we raised six to be grown and married, have homes of their own. And when they was grown up, our oldest daughter, she thought them floors had to be scrubbed every week to come. And she wouldn't have a red sand, she had to have the white sand. She said the red sand would make the floors red. And she'd make them go get it.
Well, where did they get the sand?
Well, they'd get it out of the road banks and things, you know, where there's sand rock at, you know.
Oh,
they'd be, you could eat off of them.
Yeah.